This News Talk 1010 podcast is brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.
If you follow us on Twitter, you may have noticed my tweet about today's show. It was called The Friday Episode, The Plot Thickens. And this is the reason. Toronto Mayor John Tory at the corner of Queen and Pape in front of Billy's Diner. Are you there, Mr. Mayor?
Standing right in front of Billy's Diner.
He
you
is.
You can have a church service. It is so quiet here. Seriously, I'm standing right in front of the place.
She's looking out her window right now.
Yes, I can see her up in the window. I can see her. I didn't know where her place was, but now I can look up. There's only one condo nearby. She will have to tell you. She'd have to admit to you. There's not a peep by anybody. There's no singing, no music. I think this is a total fabrication.
Mr. Mayor, you have missed him. He's closer down to the corner, and he's left for the day. You have to come back. That's
I like
hilarious.
The story, indeed. The guy works banker's hours, clearly. Anyway, Jay, I just wanted to report in. I say when people call me with these complaints, I come and look at it myself personally. There's nothing to report here. It's a fabrication.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome,
that
Jay.
That is fantastic. Getting things done. Toronto Mayor John Tory. That was Wednesday evening, Takeout Wednesday in Toronto. And our mayor, Toronto Mayor John Tory, who joins us now, I have to let you know, I too was in front of Billy's Diner today. No busker to be found. Nobody singing bad 80s heavy metal. So I'm really starting to wonder if this was ever a thing.
Hallucinations, a possibility.
He is there almost every single day.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Now, actually, what we'll do is we'll actually play that for you. This was the whole source of this thing that we talked about earlier this week, if you're just joining us. Allegedly, this guy has been performing concerts in front of Amanda's condo almost every single afternoon. This is what he sounds like on a daily basis. Take a listen. I need your loving. Without it, I am sad. It's truly brings a tear to the eye.
Too, Jay. That's the part that's amazing.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's what she doesn't realize.
Speaking of loving Amanda, I'm in a pretty discouraged mood today because I sort of figured my chances are really poor. I have one wife. I think that's how many we're supposed to have. I have one wife, four children, and significant others. That's 9. And then 5 grandchildren is 14. And my wife, Barb, loves Amanda and would probably take her into the circle before me. So I figure I'm toast. In the circle.
I would happily social circle with Barb for the
exactly.
next
time. That's my point. And she'd take you before she'd take me because I've been living basically by myself for weeks and weeks now. She's been with 2 of our kids and their significant others. So they're already up to 5. So they can only take in 5 more to make 10. And I figure my chances are zilch. I figure Amanda's running in the running better than I am. So
let's talk about the social circling today. And I think that's what everybody's really doing is they're doing that mental math, right? Of am I going to have enough room for people? What were your thoughts about the announcement today? I'm pretty sure you knew it was coming down the pipe. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I did. I think it's very sensible. I think it's, again, consistent with this gradual, reopening that we're doing of different things. And I think it also, like so many of the other things, including the mandatory masks we were talking about yesterday, it relies on personal responsibility. It relies on people to kind of understand this is serious business, that if we want to minimize, the chances of the COVID virus spreading again and having an uptick in new cases, that we have to follow that. And you can't mess around with your circle every day and have new people in every day. You got to pick the rest of the ones that make you up to 10 and go from there.
One of the things that the premier touched on today was, that obviously this type of thing can't really be enforced, and he's sort of leaning on Ontarians to be sensible and to be smart. Is that something you echo when you talk to, your constituents in Toronto?
Totally. I mean, I think in the people of Toronto have, by and large, with, some notable exceptions like the episode at Trinity Bellwoods Park and so on, people have been really responsible in the parks. They've been responsible about not, visiting elderly people. They've been responsible about these kind of social circles and not really mixing up households to a great extent. And I believe they will be responsible about the masks and the face coverings on the TTC because, look, the practicalities are such. We just can't, what are you going to do? Have people knocking on doors and counting how many people are inside and asking you to show your ID? And the same on the subway. I mean, we've got hundreds of thousands of people every day. So you have to rely on people's intelligence, their good faith. And we've seen lots of that during some very difficult weeks. So I'm confident that people will, do what they know makes sense and what's coming as expert advice from the health people.
Mayor, you talked in the open something called Cafe T.O. And as we see bars and restaurants open in everywhere else but the GTHA with some envy. Can you give us a little update on sort of the patio situation, the expansion, what kind of applications you're getting?
We're getting lots, and we're getting expansions of existing patios out onto the sidewalk or on the road. We're getting others that are new patios on the same kind of public space, because what this does is gives people an opportunity to use public space that ordinarily wouldn't, you know, in such a significant quantity be available to restaurants, to say, look, we're going to actually go the extra mile to have more of this space, both to, you know, cause some physical distancing and outdoor space to be available to people, but also to help the restaurant business. I think that's really almost the first priority of it. So I think we'll have more to say about it early next week. It obviously is dependent on the lifting of the provincial orders, but that too will be clearer next week than it is today, because Monday they're supposed to give some indication as to whether Toronto will qualify for a sort of a partial opening next Friday, a week after the rest of the province, or whether we'll have to wait a bit longer.
I like the sounds of that. Question from Ron at 71010 wants to know, why can't TTC and Metrolinx be on the same page for mandatory face masks? I see an extra expense to provide them to people outside of the GTA and more confusion and confrontation. Can you speak to that?
Well, we try to cooperate, and in fact, the TTC had extensive discussions with all of the other transit operators, so people like the York Region Transit and the Mississauga, the Brampton Zoom buses, I think they call them, and so on. And I think the policy we've adopted is the same as most of the other cities, like Mississauga and Brampton, but maybe a bit different than Metrolinx. But, you know, look, you try your hardest to have a consistency here so it's not confusing for the customers and the passengers, but we've ended up where we did. I think we've ended up in the same place as most major cities in North America, for that matter, which is a mandatory mandatory mask or face covering, some distribution of some at the beginning, but most places are not providing them to people, and so that's where we are.
Mayor, I know you expressed some support or some concern about the daycares being overwhelmed. We talked to a daycare operator today, and she basically said she doesn't know how she's going to proceed and open. Have you been talking to these businesses? And, you know, I know they're looking for funding from the provincial government, but is there anything the city is going to do to help them?
Well, we can't do much, I mean, because we're already in a dire financial situation. As you know, we're begging the province and federal government. I hesitate to use the word begging, but it's almost to that. And I think they're going to help in some way. But, part of what we do on a cost-shared basis with them is childcare. They do about 80% of it, and we do 20%. So we're not much in a position to look after what our needs that the province did, in fairness to them, look after today in the shorter term. They said that if there are extra expenses the childcare operators are put to because they have to change their premise, or because of hiring extra staff, or because of the fact they can take fewer kids because there are now strict limits on the number of kids in a room that are lower than before, they will make up for that with some help from the federal government as well. I think that it looks after things in the short term for almost everybody, for families who won't have to pay higher fees, for the operators who will not have to bear these extra expenses, and so on. But the real issue to me is, as we get into the fall, where a lot of these operators may not be able to, ever change their premises, for example. They may not have premises that can accommodate all the kids they had before in the new kind of 10 kids to a room regime. And that's going to be a problem, or some of them might have gone right out of business. I've been reading, as you probably have, about some of them that are already out of business. And so I said today to the minister directly, but I also said it publicly, that my main concern is for the fall, when, because the other reality is a lot of parents have said to the operators, and they've told me, that they're just not sending their kids back for now. They're waiting over the summer because they're a bit afraid of the virus and whatnot, just like people not using transit. So it's a real concern, but the province did step forward today with the feds, and they provided some money, so these short-term concerns of people having to go back and pay bigger fees or that kind of thing, we still had to put out guidelines today to prioritize who gets the spaces first, which indicates there's a problem, obviously, and the priority will be given to people that are children of emergency workers, people who can't work from home, people who, have other sort of circumstances like that, special circumstances. Those will get priority.
Now, I save this for the end because there's only about 60 seconds left, and I know you don't like talking about yourself, but from 71010, can you please ask the mayor how he's doing? He works all the time. Has he had the chance to see his family?
Not really. I've had these kind of funny physical distance visits, seriously. I mean, I've seen my grandchildren, but haven't hugged them since March the 1st. And I haven't actually had a day off since March the 1st, but I hope on Sunday, maybe. I'm working all day tomorrow. I'm going to the market because that's opening up, the outdoor market at St. Lawrence.
Yeah, St. Lawrence,
I've got a bunch of stuff like that. I'm going to the Danforth to check out the new sights of the bike lanes. But I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking to the listener, and I'm doing fine. I sort of managed to, I have a lot of energy, as Amanda knows, so I just use that to keep going and get stuff done, and that's what we'll continue to do.
And we'll finish with this. This is Mark, Amanda's partner, FYI. I've yet to witness this loud busker, and I also live there. Hashtag fake news.
Oh, no. Well, there you go. I mean, honest Mark.
I'm being sold out on the text board by the man I live with.
Magic mushrooms or something. I'm not sure what's going on here.
I'm going off to bubble with Barb now. All of you have disappointed in me.
Yeah, okay. You two have a really great weekend.
You too, sir.
This News Talk 1010 podcast was brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.